this my wife?
Hi. Good morning.
Jennifer's on the phone. Morning. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, girl.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey. Good morning.
Chaz and AJ.
I turned the volume down like you asked me to, and now I'm just having anxiety. No. I don't know what I'm
talking
about.
Don't have anxiety.
Oh, it's fine.
It's Chaz and AJ in the morning. I want to blame you for one of my life's failures.
Oh. Nothing much. That's about it. Yeah.
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 I am going to ask my doctor to put me on Ozempic because I'm tired of being tubby, and it's mostly your fault.
So you're damn good cooking?
How is this my fault?
Okay.
Keep feeding him.
First of all, you know that I have a thing for sweets. You constantly bring home sweets.
Oh.
You know I'm trying to lose weight. I've been trying to lose weight for like 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And yeah. I can be good during the week if it's not in the house. If it's in the house.
Right. You got to eat it.
I'm going to eat it.
It falls to your face.
You can only walk away from it so many times.
The powers compel you.
But she'll bring Friday carrot cake. I'm like, why is there carrot cake on the counter? She doesn't eat it. She doesn't eat sweets. She eats like a rabbit. She eats lettuce. Right. She eats these things that my food eats.
Right.
I'm like,
wait a minute.
I'm like, wait.
May I back up for one moment?
Uh-oh.
Please. Let me back up for one moment. You said constantly. So let's define the word constantly. That would be all the time. It's an absolute word. That is BS, honey, because I brought a little tiny piece of carrot cake from Trader Joe's last weekend. That's it. When do I bake anything? I don't bake anything.
Cornbread. That's like dessert.
Oh, that cornbread's
for Super
awesome.
Bowl. You made like a 5,000 calories.
Jennifer makes the best bread pudding I've ever had in my life.
In the weekend, just one big eyeball.
You can bake. You've baked.
Okay, hold on. Hear me out.
Okay.
Okay. If I were a drug addict,
okay,
who's trying to quit drugs,
right?
Would you bring them into the house?
I would love your veins. You have the best veins.
Okay.
She's such
I
a
hope
nurse.
That's the weirdest thing you hear today. She
She's
said, I love your veins.
She's okay. A nurse.
She's a nurse.
Right.
So there you go.
Right. Yeah.
I would be sleeping and right. She would be injecting me.
She would, yes.
Yeah. Just to practice.
Right. Just like, I love your veins.
Here's lard.
Ready to be stabbed.
Sometimes when we're at a restaurant,
uh-huh.
we'll be seated at a restaurant and the waitress is like serving our food to the table. I'm not looking at the food. I'm looking at their veins. I'm
you're
like,
getting
wow,
off
man.
Topic.
I'm like, I can get a 16
you're getting
that
off
bad boy.
You're getting off topic. You're getting off topic.
There's got to be a lot of cholesterol in there.
No, but I've been trying to lose weight for a long time, and you just keep bringing this bad food. Now, I could eat good during the week, and then I go out, and I'll have a bad meal on Friday. I'll have a
That shouldn't
meaning
affect
good,
you.
By the way.
That shouldn't affect you, though.
And then Friday. Like, so if I have two bad meals a week.
Is that what you eat like at the moment?
I could lose the weight. No, it's the bringing it into the house. And then so Saturday, we're at Anthony's 50th birthday
party. But
that's
a party. It's
we're at this Italian restaurant in
right.
Sandy Hook, mind you me.
Oh, wow.
Really great food. Pasta's awesome.
Right.
And so it's like, do you guys want any food to go? I say, no.
Right.
She's like, yes, we do.
Yes, we do, girl.
She gets this tin
over here.
And puts like 15 pounds of pasta right. in it. Does she eat pasta?
Right.
No.
It was house-made pappardelle. It was
no, you can't add that.
Yeah,
every calorie.
Just fill, okay. Just fill the trunk with it.
Oh, you can't leave that? Yes, you can leave that. There's a whole... There's 30 Italians
she
there.
Can't.
Trust me, that was not going to go in the garbage.
The tubby guy at home's going to feed.
Well, to your point... You did have pasta and carrot cake for breakfast on Sunday morning.
Yes, I had pasta and carrot cake for breakfast.
Damn!
Wow,
man.
You're a junkie.
Wow.
It's bad.
Yeah. No, it's bad.
It's bad. Really
no, I can't. Stop. No.
Yeah.
No, I have to do Ozempic. I've been fighting it since I heard about it.
Anybody food?
And I'm like, I'm not going to do it because I want people to see me and say, "Oh, they're using them." I was like, "No, I did it on my own."
Right.
I want to say I did it on my own, but
right.
I can't do it. It's clear now.
Right.
I can't do it.
Just stick me.
I'd rather take a needle.
Just a pop.
Yeah.
Jennifer's got it.
Are you really going to do it?
Yes.
What happened? You flew across
the room?
I can't
lose weight.
Right.
So yesterday we're in this meeting of regional managers from all over the country, and they wanted me to speak
right.
with Jonathan Carbuti, Jimmy Koplik,
yeah.
and Kevin from Brown Roofing.
Okay.
And they play this video of me on stage just this past December
uh-huh.
for the toy drive.
Yeah.
I'm seeing my big, fat, giant head and my like second freaking neck.
Right.
And I'm like, no, it's over. Yes, it's sir. Over. It's done. I can't do it myself.
Right. But you stayed warm.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
You stayed warm the whole time.
No, because you won't stop. And then what was it 2 weeks ago? Oh, it was like macaroni salad. Oh. What was it the week? Potato salad. Oh, I don't know. These things just fall to my couch. You don't eat any of this stuff. You're bringing it for me. You want to keep me fat.
I want to keep you.
He can't run.
In all fairness, you have a little belly. I see that. But otherwise, you're not a fat man.
It's not little. It's not little.
You're not
my
little.
Head's fat.
Right.
You're missing the positive.
Your head's always fat, honey.
I mean,
regardless of your weight, your head is always fat.
So you look full, full term. Who cares?
At least I don't have a skull like an ape.
Oh.
The back of her head is
flat.
Oh,
God. Crannies on my skull like an English muffin.
Do you put like board games in her head? Like that?
Yeah.
Let's play Parcheesi.
I just think Chaz is the problem here. It's not Jennifer.
Of course you do.
I think you're missing the positives.
This explains why she was picking lice off you.
Phil, what are the positives?
You have great veins, Chaz. You're just overlooking your good qualities.
Girls, yeah, like, they're fat.
Girls like great veins.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're full of oil.
You are choosing to find the qualities you don't like.
It's a tap.
No one's looking at your head. They're looking at your veins.
I got to make some bacon. I need some oil.
Do you have, if you do Ozempic, can you make me one promise?
Uh-oh.
Keep well, actually, two promises.
Oh, two.
Two promises. If you do it, I would like to be the one that gives you the injection.
Okay.
Please, I just want to stick you with a needle.
Right in the eyeball.
Two.
It doesn't go in the eye.
Right? Or your tongue.
Now, this won't hurt a bit. That's one.
All right. And two, if you have any GI side effects, which is very common. So if you have profuse diarrhea, you have to be honest about it. You can't say, oh, I'm fine.
Profuse diarrhea.
Oh, please. Ooh. Everyone's going to have a problem with that,
what
by the way.
Profuse diarrhea.
Are you gonna be
I can't.
Right.
Isn't diarrhea already profuse? I don't like the ordering of those words.
I like the word profuse. I mean, it's always been diarrhea. Now, there's another word?
There's levels of diarrhea.
Yeah, if it's in rhea, it's not good.
You know what? I don't mind diarrhea as long as I could still get an erection and have an orgasm.
Yeah, but you'd be shooting out the back.
Taking runs.
It's coming off the back.
Oily stools.
Yeah, that's going to ruin the mood.
Is anyone else on Ozempic? Can you tell me what to expect?
Oh, profuse diarrhea for one.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, well, that should be enough, shouldn't it?
It's very common. It's very common. I mean, people do have GI upset, so your radio gut that you have right now may change things.
May change things.
What?
Duty.
What?
Duty. You may have to have a duty during a break.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
That would be a problem.
We got a long cord.
Just see Chaz run out of
here. You really don't need Ozempic, honey. You really don't.
Okay, thanks, son. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
He's right. Like, you're the problem. Bye.
Yeah. Profuse diarrhea. I never heard a word put in front of
can
diarrhea.
Can I hear about these side effects, please, if you've been on it?
Yeah.
I want to do it. I'm just tired of it. I'm just tired of being plumpy.
Yeah, but it can be nice and warm.
Is Ozempic safe?
I don't know.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. Robin in East Hampton.
Yeah, so I was just going to make a comment. I went to my doctor because I had the same issue of not losing weight. And because I'm not a diabetic, she prescribed me Wegovy. And Wegovy. I've had good luck with that. And the only side effect I've had is heartburn.
Heartburn, okay.
Yeah, and I can deal with that.
Yeah, calling radio stations.
What's it called?
Wegovy.
What?
Wegovy. The Wegovy, I think it's called. I think it's symbols.
Yeah. Yeah,
Wegovy?
Yeah. Wegovy, yeah.
Wegovy.
Yeah,
Vy.
Yep.
Wegovy.
You think Wegovy?
Hey, Wegovy.
Hey, Wegovy. Hey, Wegovy. Wegovy.
All right, I'm going to ask about that. How many pounds did you lose?
She went in since I started about 17, 18 so
far. That's tremendous.
Wow. Nice.
How long ago did you start?
I would say it's been I'm slow, but I would say November.
Okay. Right. That's not slow.
No, that's
for 17
good.
Pounds.
That's pretty good, yeah.
That's good. You don't want to do it too fast.
Yeah.
So, all right, Robin, I'm going to ask about that. Thank you. I could deal with heartburn.
Yeah. Work with me.
That's headache.
Agita.
It's different.
That's agita.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that, Phil?
I have a 90-second commercial for Wegovy. We don't have to hear the whole thing, but this is just the stretch of things they warn you about.
Oh, okay.
Wegovy shouldn't be used with semaglutide or GLP-1 medicines. Don't take Wegovy if you or your family had medullary thyroid cancer, multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2, or if allergic to it. Stop Wegovy and get medical help right away if you get a lump or swelling in your neck, severe stomach pain, or an allergic reaction. Side effects may happen, including pancreatitis and gallbladder problems. Wegovy may cause low blood sugar in people with diabetes, especially if you take medicines to treat diabetes. Tell your provider about vision problems or changes, or if you feel your heart racing while at rest. Depression or thoughts of suicide may occur. Call your provider right away if you have any mental
depression,
changes.
Right.
Common side effects like
depression
nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea
say,
may lead to
crap.
Dehydration, which may cause kidney problems.
With Wego?
There you go.
Wow.
Fun. You want a little
it's actually one
throat?
Of the commercials.
Wouldn't it be easier just not to bring carrot cake home?
It would be. I'll take it.
Or it's
oh, my God.
Me.
So much easier.
I'll take it. Stop it at my house.
We'll take the pasta. Get 40 pounds.
Is this all you got?
Joey, New Haven.
Yay, the consultant. Go right to my journal. It's the best one of them all. Either one you take, you're going to be sick the first week.
Oh, thanks.
I lost 74 pounds.
What?
74 pounds.
That's a person.
74 pounds
wow.
In 5 months.
Wow.
That seems dramatic.
Yeah. Maybe you smoke crack.
Yeah, well, you start with two, you go to five, and then you keep going up if you want to keep losing.
Right.
And you're just not hungry. You can go 3 days without eating. You got to remember to eat.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah,
you need
no.
nutrition, though.
Yeah, try heroin instead.
Sounds like a Coke.
You know, that makes you hungry.
Hold on. How much were you when you started? How much?
274.
274, 9,200?
In how,
202, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. How tall are you?
3 foot.
Pardon?
How tall are you?
5'10".
Wow. You're a husky.
Okay.
Boy. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Holy.
It works the best. You won't even want to eat. You have to remember to eat.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's not for me.
I've eaten today. I don't know.
Oh, all no. Right. You like it. It's not a big needle. It's a little injector thing. You just put it up against your belly. Pop the thing, 10 seconds, it's over.
Jennifer's
that sounds like sex. All right, thank you. I'm going to write it down in my journal. Sorry, brother, I thought you were done.
Whoops.
I didn't know there were so many of them.
I had no idea.
It's a lot.
Again, smoking crack isn't bad. You're up all day and, you know, you ever see a fat crackhead?
Good point.
It's a great point.
Thank
no,
you.
I have not.
Thank you.
And you'd
be awake on the air like that.
Dave, Long Island.
Hey, I would avoid you to lose some weight, but I'm disabled. I can't really do the kind of exercises you would need to do to get rid of a belly.
Yeah.
So my doctor had, we had been looking at all the different options. We went with Zepbound.
What is it?
I've been on it.
Zepbound?
Zepbound. I've been on it for 6 months. I've lost 70 pounds. And the only thing that has been even the least bit of a problem is a little bit of constipation. But, you know, like an apple juice or a grape juice throughout the week will...
Yeah.
Cure that part.
Yeah, I'd rather have a little constipation than what did Jennifer call it?
Profuse
Phil?
Diarrhea.
Profuse.
Yeah. Yes.
That just I picture a fire hose.
Somebody stop him.
You couldn't take Ozempic anyway. You're not diabetic,
right? Most folks aren't. They're taking it, yeah.
Yeah, but they have these other, I see what there's these other brands that you can kind of cycle
the
into.
The one that he recommended the best, and my doctor is like one of the best in New York, and he said go with Zepbound.
Zepbound. Okay. Oh. I'm going to write that down. Yeah. I'll look into it.
They start you at a smaller dose, and all it did was, it made it so I didn't want to eat as much,
right.
And I didn't constantly think of food. Because, you know, you see a commercial, all of a sudden you're hungry and you want to go get whatever it was on the commercial.
I could be good during the week.
Yeah.
It's when I'm sitting at a restaurant and I have the menu in my hand.
Right.
I can't do it. Oh. I just, so that's two meals a week. That's going
to
be bad.
Right.
And then the wife brings home every bad thing that she doesn't eat.
Right.
That she doesn't like.
Yeah, but you know what?
She doesn't bring home loaves of bread, which is her weakness.
Right.
She brings home
bread,
carrot cake, pasta,
standoff coming here.
Macaroni salad.
Right. The good stuff.
I still eat something.
Look at their faces. Look at Emily and Ruth. They're like, you're blaming.
You don't have to eat it. Exactly. She's not shoveling it into your mouth.
Shoveling it into your mouth.
Portion control works.
I don't know. Maybe don't have cake for breakfast.
And pasta.
On a Sunday.
Two forms of carbs.
Don't have it in the fridge. If you had a family member that was dealing with alcoholism, would you constantly bring cases of beer and booze into the house?
It depends. Is there an inheritance?
No, it's a, I have a problem.
Hey, you're a foodaholic.
All right, Dave, thank you.
Yeah.